Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 23rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, to Minnesota, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, guilty on all three counts, as you may know, in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. The jury consisted of 7 women, 5 men, 6 were white, 4 black, 2 identified as multiracial. Mr. Chauvin now lives in isolation at a Minnesota prison. He will be sentenced in 8 weeks. He faces a maximum penalty of 75 years on the 3 convictions. I assume he will be sentenced to between 15 and 20. Said President Biden following the verdict, quote, "It was murder in full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism that is a stain on our nation's soul." That was a foolish and alienating statement by the president. Now to the southern border, which Mr. Biden has pretty much collapsed. The number of unaccompanied minors illegally entering the USA up 800% in the last 2 months. 275 children a day are encountered by federal border agents. Department of Homeland Security warns that figure could swell to 26,000 kids a month by the end of summer. Nearly all the migrants crossing the border are processed and released into the United States within 6 hours with no supervision, and most do not even have a court date to appear. This is an open border policy, and President Biden is responsible. Meantime, the White House now instructing ICE and border agents to stop using the words illegal alien. Instead, they should say non-citizen or migrant. Mr. Biden telling reporters the new guidelines will safeguard the dignity and well-being of all families and communities. Well, what about those kids who are getting hurt down there? Finally, the Academy Awards Sunday night, the 93rd Oscar telecast, will last about 3.5 hours with no host. Nobody wants to do it because the show is a disaster. Nobody's going to watch it either. 30 years ago, about 47 million people watched the Oscar telecast hosted by Billy Crystal. Now, nobody cares because the movie's nominated, nobody's ever seen, and the far left has destroyed the entire film industry. That is a fact. Coming up, the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back with it.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. Listeners, sounding off. We do this each Friday, and you can get involved. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Paul in Sarasota, Florida writes, "An opinion from a self-proclaimed individual to a self-proclaimed individual on racism. No matter what ethnicity a person is, if skin color matters to that person, that is racism. A person's soul has no color." Excellent letter, Paul. And I tell this to everybody. Do not call other people racist. unless there is evidence beyond any reasonable doubt. That judgment is pernicious, word of the day, pernicious, harmful, and it's insulting. As far as you are concerned, if you make decisions about other people based on their skin color, no matter what the decision is, that is a racist act. Donna in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. Maxine Waters should be sanctioned. The founders set up checks and balances by the three separate branches of government to invade the province of the jury in the Floyd trial by an equal branch tells us she considers the judicial branch to be a lesser, not equal, in stature. So Waters, the congresswoman from California, was threatened to be sanctioned in the House, but a party vote said, we're not going to do that. She is obviously an irresponsible person, Maxine Waters. But you make a very good point, Donna. Legislators, those in Congress who make laws, should not be inserting themselves into the judicial system. And that goes for the executive branch, President Obama and Vice President Harris. Betty is in Mesa, Arizona. Too bad when black police officers are killed, they do not get the publicity that George Floyd did. Seems like only Black Lives Matter if you are a criminal who has interaction with police by resisting arrest. I don't think that's fair, Betty. I don't think that's fair. Police officers are held to a higher standard because they have power. And they have the ability to kill you. So their standards are much, much higher than a civilian. Now, I do believe justice was done in the George Floyd case, as I said. The evidence of depraved indifference from the Minneapolis police officer who was convicted was overwhelming. Mike is in Spencerport, New York. How sure are you, O'Reilly, that neither the court packing bill or the D.C. statehood bill will pass? About 80%. I don't believe any Republicans will support either of those. And if one court packing or D.C. statehood did pass, the Supreme Court would likely find it unconstitutional, particularly the D.C. statehood bill. It is clear the founders wanted Washington to be a federal jurisdiction. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2020, a very bad year for the entertainment industry. Music sales, Broadway shows, TV ratings all way down since COVID began. But the hardest hit was Hollywood. Despite one of the worst years ever, the Academy Awards will proceed as planned this Sunday. Since very few people saw any of the nominated films, here is a rundown. First, The Father. Starring Anthony Hopkins, a brilliant actor. An aging man battling dementia moves into his daughter's tiny apartment. The film made less than $400,000 at the box office. Next, Minari, tale about a Korean family that starts a farm in rural Arkansas, then nearly starves to death when their barn burns down. Wow. Moving on to Nomadland. Story of a widow who sells her belongings and drives around the USA looking for work, including a gig at an Amazon shipping center. Also on the Best Picture list, A Promising Young Woman. That's a comedy about a college dropout who seeks revenge on men. That sounds pretty funny. Another Best Picture nominee, The Sound of Metal, a two-hour movie about a heavy metal musician slowly going deaf. Hello? Hello? Finally, the trial of the Chicago 7. The film follows a group charged with inciting riots at the 1968 Democratic National Convention. Steven Spielberg was set to direct, but he bailed out, which might have been a wise move. Now, a quick comparison. Let's look back at the Oscar nominees 30 years ago, 1991. The show was hosted by comedian Billy Crystal. 42 million people watched. I think less than 10 million will watch this year. Nominated films in 91, Godfather Part 3, Goodfellas, Ghosts, Pretty Woman, Dances with Wolves, Stephen King's Misery, and The Hunt for Red October, all classics. Actors nominated, Kevin Costner, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep, Jeremy Irons, James Caan, Kathy Bates, all stars. Hollywood used to be fun. Now it's basically a bunch of ill-informed posers, virtue signaling. Cancel culture and liberal politics have killed the movies. Or am I wrong? Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.